You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm Keith Finch.
I'm Jack.
And Jack has failed to deliver on his promise to turn his desk into the light, so...
Something came up. I don't want to get into it, but yeah. Also, my soundproofing for the wall isn't here yet, so I gotta wait on that.
Oh, okay. We call those excuses. But you know who doesn't make excuses? Taurus USA, in providing reliable guns at affordable prices for the law-abiding American citizen. And if you're interested in their products, you can go to taurususa.com and click on the handy little purchase on guns.com button to buy one of those products and have it shipped to the FFL dealer of your choice. Oh, that was
boom.
I'm just patting myself on the back with these ad reads lately, because I think I'm fantastic at them. This week we are talking about do's and don'ts of training classes, and I recently returned from the Rangemaster Tactical Conference, which, if you have never been, is an unbelievably fantastic event that also sells out usually within the day of tickets being announced, so you got to be like Johnny on the spot to get your spot.
Guys, if you want to go to that, this is something that I was confused on for a while. It's a public event. You just buy the ticket. You get to go and do the thing. You just have to get one of the tickets.
Right, which are...
It's not an industry insider thing, other than the fact that you usually know when tickets are going on sale.
Right. And tickets are easier to get than a Taylor Swift concert, because they don't do it through Ticketmaster. But it is probably, in terms of gun industry events...
What's the scalper rate at TACON? I wonder.
I can tell you this. I think that would be frowned on. Like, I think that the culture of TACCON and sort of the ethics that surround a lot of the people in that space would kind of frown on ticket scalping. Honestly, Tom Gibbons would probably be like, "You're banned forever," and that would be his right because it's his toy. But so I was just there, and I bring that up for two reasons. The first is I received a lesson from Alex Sansoni. I know that's not how you pronounce your name.
Wait, hold on, is that how he pronounces it?
He actually said on the internet that he pronounces it Sansone so that native English speakers don't butcher it, but I'm now saying it Sansoni from now on So anyway, he gave me a lesson on the appropriate distance for which to hold my Italian gesturing hand. It's supposed to be kind of like, it's almost like shooting from two, but a little bit further out. From here, but then like, yeah, kind of a rotation. So anyway, thanks for that one, Alex.
Comparison. If the shooting world is Toonami, Alex Sansoni is Big O.
That is such a deep cut. Like, that is, well, that is a really deep cut, because Big O was basically Mecha.
Right. We don't need to go any further, but if you know, you know.
No. All right. So, but that brings us to the subject of today's episode, and it is training class do's and don'ts. And because the idea is if you are heading into your first firearms training event or your 500th firearms training event, you know, there are everything will come with written rules, right? There will be like a written, like, hey, you know, bring sunscreen and water and, you know, lawn chair or whatever it is that they want to, you know, put in there. But there's also unwritten rules. And so we are here to help you understand how to navigate these sorts of things and how to, you know, navigate like the social guidelines that aren't really published, some of which should be common sense, but some of which may not be. And so with that, I will turn this over to Jack to give us our first do for this one.
Do show up with loaded mags.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. Now, I know that people will add other stuff to this where they'll be like, and a zeroed optic. And all your batteries are fresh. I don't want to get on to you there because honestly, there might be a part of the class that they'll say like, "Hey, we're going to zero your gun so that we can work within the confines."
Especially early on classes, especially those entry level base skill classes, they almost always have a "let's get you situated" portion, but mags take forever.
I've taken many classes where they were like, hey, we're going to be shooting from this 25-yard zero or a 50-yard zero, and they want to teach within that realm. And I'm going to come back to, like, this is connected to my don't, so do show up with loaded mags. Everything else, we can kind of figure out. If it says show up with a zeroed optic, show up with an optic zeroed to your setting so you know what you're dealing with, and we'll go from there.
Right.
So loaded mags, follow the gear list, think of any extras you might need, comfort items. I always bring a camp chair with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to just, when you're squatting in the dirt and jamming mags sucks after a while, having a camp chair just way easier. I look for a couple of comfort items that just make my day better. Knowing if it's going to be hot, cold water. Yeah.
I will always bring a shooting mat. The court might not call for a shooting mat, but I always bring a shooting mat because there's way more times than, like, it could be a handgun class and all of a sudden we have a situation where, like, look, we need to do something. It needs to be on the ground, or I need to put something down. I need to handle something. And the mat just comes into play and makes it easier.
Real briefly, if any of you people out there show up to one of my handgun classes with a shooting mat, I will mock you relentlessly. Like, I need you to understand that you're bringing mats.
Okay. So, do show up with loaded mags.
Yeah, definitely.
An unloaded ego. But we'll get to that
later. Yep. No, that is a good point. And the... You know, one of the things that I'll talk about, so I'll go with a don't, and the don't that I'm gonna bring to this one is don't assume that you know anything about the way the subject matter is going to be presented, even if you already know stuff about that. So, like, I'll use myself as an example. I've taken so many handgun classes, right? If I go to someone's handgun class, I don't show up assuming that I already know what or how they're going to teach, right? Even if, and I may end up, that may end up being the case, but go into it regardless of your skill level being like, I'm going to learn something new today. And because I can tell you, when you go into it with the attitude that you're going to learn something new, odds are good you probably will.
Yes. That brings me to my do, actually, and it caveats directly off that. Don't assume you know what you're doing going. Do let the instructor drive the class. Even if they're doing something that makes you the confused a little bit, like you wouldn't necessarily do it that way, or you did it a different way in a different class, let the instructor drive the class. There's probably a reason. So don't be the guy that's like, well, why don't you do it this way? Instead, ask, Why is it that way? Why are we doing, for example, a reload that way? Because there's no way to grind a class to a halt and then make it adversarial and ruin everyone's good time than trying to out-instructor the instructor, especially on a platform that you... This happened in the first class I attended in the private side of things. Really? The first class I did outside of the military.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
I went to an MP5 course. As you guys
okay,
know,
mister,
you run an
my MP5 first civilian training class was an MP5 course. Fucking dick. What a fucking flex.
So I went to James Williamson's MP5 course, and it was with Dakota Tactical up here in Michigan. The story behind that is I was going to go to a regular AR-15 course. The course I wanted to go to filled up and closed before I could get a slot, and I was grumpy about it. And then, so I rage bought an MP5 at Brownells. I took all the money I was going to take for the course, and I rage bought an MP5 instead.
This is what happens when you get private money.
Yeah.
You can't never give anyone money.
I was there in Iowa at the time, and so I bought the MP5, going, well, at least I'll have some fun with this. And then the very next week, the MP5 course opened up slots in Michigan, and I was like, huh, I guess I'm going to that.
Right.
So I ended up going to that, and one of the things that happened immediately was some guy who didn't even bring an MP5. He was shooting a CZ Scorpion, was trying to like outthink James's methodology on the reloads about why you lock the bolt back, but then swap your magazines and then you drop the bolt. Like there's a reason that happens and you will learn it in class. But he was like, but I can do it faster with this way. And James is like, yes, but please do it this way. Please let the instructor drive the class. There's probably
a reason.
I think it's John Farnham
who says, you would not believe the amount of people who have given me money to tell me how they shoot.
Oh my God. I've seen it in classes. Okay. So here we're going to do, here's the best one. Don't be that guy. And we always talk about that guy. And if you're in your class, you'll be able to identify who that guy is real quick. So I was at, this is a TACCON story. I was at TACCON and I was observing one of the events called the Experiential Learning Lab, which is where Craig Douglas puts people through scenarios and hurts their feelings. And it's fantastic. If you get a chance to watch it, it's great. If you've not done a lot of force on force or really any, and you get a chance to participate, it's even better. It's also fun for us, the people watching. So I was watching the Experiential Learning Lab, and one of the guys viewing the ELL was that guy. And because he kept asking really dumb questions, and I could tell that he was testing Craig's patience, and he was definitely testing my patience, but I was just an observer. So I'm like, I'm going to leave. Yeah. And when I say don't be that guy, what am I talking about? It's
the dog was making the I'm gonna pee on the floor noises.
Oh, that's exciting for the dog and for you. And when we're talking about, you know, that guy and how to not be that guy and all of that, what we're really talking about is don't waste, at least is what I'm talking about. My definition of that guy is someone who wastes the other student's time by not being prepared and asking dumb questions that he should already know the answer to because it was either covered in the course brief or it was covered by the instructor and you were fucking off on your phone or something like that. Like really, really, because As an instructor, my time is literally money. And as a student, I paid good money to be in this class. And if you're wasting anybody else's time because you're not prepared, you suck and I hate you. So please, please, please don't do that. Pay attention, take notes. If you have a relevant question, because you were like, wait, I don't understand this thing that you just explained, that's fine. But
That is often a good question. It's one of those things. If you think your question might be dumb, it probably isn't. If you had that filtering thought, like this might be a dumb question, odds are it's not. Odds are you just don't understand the concept, and the instructor can help you out either, you know, in front of the class and explain it again through the way, because there might be someone in the class who also wants to ask the question, but he is also thinking, I don't want to be that guy and ask the dumb question. And you may help, you know, four or five other students in that class understand a concept better that they just didn't want to voice aloud because they all had that same fear, versus the guy who just blatantly like, hey, I've already covered that and you're not keeping up.
Yeah. So here's one, and this is one I think that we've all had experience with, is and this is I don't want this to turn into don'ts. I'm trying to like tack a do onto each don't that I get, but the don'ts are the things that, and it's because it's, you know, negativity complex, right? The negative behavior is the first thing that springs to mind. So I'm trying to tell you what not to do. Don't try to outteach the instructor. Like, and I know, you know, we just had that, like, John Farnham, the number of people that have paid me to tell me how they shoot, but don't make it about you. And this goes back to being that guy as well. So I've been in classes in the, you know, where it's like, hey, does anyone have any questions about the thing I've just covered? And people will ask questions where it's not a question, it's their opinion phrased as a question, you know, where it's like, well, don't you think it might be better if you put your left foot forward when you're firing, if you're cross-eyed dominant, and, you know, or whatever. I just don't do that. Don't make it about you. Again, you're wasting people's time and you look like a douche.
The worst offenders, I think, on that are honestly concealed carry classes, like your state level concealed carry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because everybody has a story.
Everybody's a dumb one.
Their story that's going to take 25, 35, 40 minutes. Everybody else's time. And look, I already have a giant pile of garbage that I have to say out loud. It's required by the state. We got to get through it all. Let's go, guys. I don't need whatever your favorite gunfighter murder fantasy is in whatever.
Did this if my father would finally approve of me.
No, yes. Turns out he won't.
Do listen to what instructors say about timing. If they're like, hey, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, that's what that 5-minute break means. That's a 5-minute break. I'll be real with you, I don't believe a 5-minute break is long enough. No. I would encourage.
I like quarter hours. I like 15 minutes. I like
10 to 15 minutes. That's enough time for you to drink. That's enough time for you to walk around, use the restroom, and do everything you kind of need to do with a little bit of wiggle room. So instructors, I would encourage you to stop giving 5-minute breaks and give 15-minute breaks. However, if you're in a class, it's not the time to bring that up. Not the time to be like, yo, that Jack Clemens guy said you should do it this way. Shut up. Leave it. No.
Yeah, no. It's not my class. There might be a reason.
Interestingly, so here's on the good side. One of the things that the Air Force actually does well is in our principles of instruction, every hour block of instruction is 50 minutes long with a 10-minute break. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually a really good ratio.
It's very solid pacing.
Yeah. I actually use that in my civilian classes when I remember to like stop talking and let people like have breaks. I think that's a ratio that works very, very well, is like 50. So if you're thinking about being an instructor, try 50 minutes of shooting, talking, whatever, and then a 10-minute break.
And as an addition to that, make your students take them. If you say we're taking a 10-minute break and they all sit down and just chill, make them at least get up and do the circuit. It breaks it up, because that's when
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
The format cracks, and they'll bring that offline question to you, or they'll go get the drink that they really do need, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of that homeostasis of, I don't want to be the first one. Make them get up. Hey guys, get up. We'll reconvene, and then reconvene them and carry on. But make them do
it. I'll also say, try not to get frustrated. Mm-hmm. Especially, I see this happen a lot with mechanical failures. When somebody's gun goes down, they start getting angry.
Happened to me this
That's
weekend.
What assistant instructors are for. AIs, when you have a gun go down, are smart enough to, you know, step over. Hey, man, see, you got a problem. Do you need help with it? If you do, just say so. There's nothing wrong in saying, yeah, I totally need a hand with this. I don't know what's gone wrong with it. Guns that are well built by responsible companies that cost a lot of money still go down.
Yeah.
Sometimes because of things you do, sometimes because of things you weren't aware of, and other times just because machines fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and not getting frustrated is so important too, because, and I think that'll go into my do, is don't be afraid to take a knee. And I don't mean like in the literal sense, or maybe in the literal sense, but I'm talking about like, if you're out on the line and you're hot, let's say you're taking a class at Homestead Training Center in Miami, my old stomping grounds, right? And you're out on the line and you're hot. It's 85 degrees with 89% humidity. It's 2 p.m. and you've been going. Don't be afraid to step off the line and just be like, I need to get a drink of water. It's okay to do that, so long as you don't do it in such a way that impedes the rest of the class's function, right? Like if you, so there's a time and a place for it, right? If you are doing that in the middle of a lecture and then you come back and you ask a bunch of questions because you missed the lecture, that's not cool. However, if you are on the line and you're not really doing lecture and you're just shooting guns, get some, please, for the love of God. I'm not water Caleb. That's Caleb Kazi. But fucking stay hydrated for crying out loud. Stay hydrated and go to the bathroom. Okay.
Rehydrate. Hydrate during the event and then hydrate afterwards.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to just stay ahead of the curve by drinking when you showed up. You should begin the day of training by drinking probably an electrolyte beverage of some sort in the morning, staying with water through the event. That way you're not crashing your system with sugars and other stuff. And then after the event, I have a little treat for myself that I like to call Pedialyte.
I thought you were going to say a shower beer, but because that's my treat for myself.
So I do like them shower beers.
I will not lie to you and say that I don't do like 2 beers post any shooting event safely, or a bottle of liquor unsafely. Who knows?
Whatever.
However, I always in the hotel room, I throw a couple of bottles of Pedialyte in that fridge. And there is nothing like a Pedialyte that's been chilling all day when you are like, ugh, not after the shower, before the shower. pound yes. that PV light down. Yep. Your body, you're going to be in the shower like, I have to pee a lot right now. Yes.
And that's okay. Because you're in the shower. You can pee.
Now you're clean, hydrated, and you can go have that dinner with everybody and not be like, I'm so miserable.
I have a pet peeve, a class and this one is entirely as an instructor. I love the instructor dinner. I love that that's a tradition in our industry, is that, you know, you go out with your students and you have a dinner. I have a pet peeve, and I get it's difficult because sometimes you have people who drove in from long distances and things like that. Please let people go shower before the instructor dinner. I get sometimes people drove in from long distances and the logistics for that don't work, and we just go to the barbecue place stinky. Fine. I understand it happens. However, let people go take a shower for the love. Like, come on. Come on, guys. We're dirty. I do not like eating when I feel like I smell bad. It's just, you know,
if there
we are not time, animals.
If there's a way to separate the end of the training event from the start of the dinner event, separate event, and give it an hour, hour and a half for everybody to like, all right, we are reconvening. This isn't a break. We are reconvening at the new event.
Now, I'll give one for you guys who are like me that have been to a ton of these classes, know the instructors really well, are probably actual friends with the instructors, like have their phone number, can call mm-hmm. them and talk nonsense. At the dinner, let the newbie sit with the instructors.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Give them space.
Look, this is how that guy wants to learn and everything else. Now, I'm also going to say this. If you know that there's that guy, keep that guy away from the instructor at the dinner. Let the instructor relax a little bit. But let the new people who kind of need to, like, come in and, like, talk to the guy that they're not going to get to talk to that much. Let them have some space there. Typically, what most bigger instructors do that I know personally, they're always like, hey, after class, you want to go get a fucking beer somewhere. That's cool. Like, establish that relationship, but let the people who are here for the first times or the second times, let them kind of sit with the instructor at dinner, because they'll probably have some questions where like, hey, I was really thinking the Whizmaster 9000 solves this problem. And it'll be like, Whizmaster 9000 is a waste of $400. Please don't buy that. And they'll be like, oh, right. And they'll slowly like tuck the Whizmaster 9000 back in their bag. Like,
yeah. What happened was.
Keep your ego out of this. I know that there are a lot of classes that will have a competitive edge to them, or a competitive mm-hmm. moment in the class where we're trying for something. I know I was in a class, I'm going to try and be vague about this, where there were some pistol, not dueling trees, but side-by-side pistol racks, so six plates. And throughout the course of the class, I had figured out that two of these dudes were very serious professionals. I don't know what three-letter organization they worked for or what unit they were with, but these dudes had said a couple of things. Their guns told me a couple of stories, and I had been around enough to kind of know, like, these dudes are here on the government dollars. Like,
I do love taking classes on the government dollars.
I got to get better at the putting that into the soft places.
I got to go up and shoot against one of those guys in the dueling portion of the class. And I beat him. And I beat him by a fair amount. Let me tell you something. I was just like, oh man, you'd probably get me on the next one. That bought me points. Because he's like, man, I can't tell you the number of times I come to one of these classes and somebody beats me and they get all like up in my face about it. Don't do that. Anytime that you're in a class and you beat somebody in something, that means precisely dick.
Yeah.
You shot better than somebody at one time in one drill. Maybe you do it a few times. There are people who are way better shooters out there in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't catch an ego about this stuff.
Yeah, especially like, because here's the thing. When you're
in a class, especially in that environment.
Yeah. And like, if you're doing something like, you know, Scott Jedlinski does his, you know, head to head shoot off, right? Where it's draw a first shot on a steel plate wins at like 25 yards. If you, I have seen matchups where someone won that if they had run that back another 100 times, the next 99 times the other guy wins, you know?
That was me in my class many years ago against the instructor. It wasn't against another student. I went one-to-one cold bore with the instructor with pistols because he wanted to see how the new Glock 19X, which tells you the time frame, the brand new 19X shot compared to his old Gen 3 17. And so he and I went cold bore against him, and I beat him. Man, I should not have beat this man, but I beat him.
I miss my Gen 3 guns. The last Glock I owned. No, was it a Gen 4? Frick. The last Glock I owned was a Glock 22, by the way. So that tells you
Gen 5 is the best gen.
Unquestionably. I will say the Gen 4. I had a Gen 4 35 that was really good. I mean, it was the Gen 4 40s were the first 40s they made that were actually really good. But anyway,
they started paying attention to the fact that 40 and 9 mil were different.
Different? Rounds. What? Madness. It was Sparta. I've got one, and I'm going to close on this. And this is actually if you're an instructor. And if you are, this is a do for instructors that also has a don't involved in it. If you are an instructor, celebrate your students' victories. So if you do a demo and if you shoot a bill drill and you shoot like a 210 and one of your students whips out a 180, you celebrate that shit. Yeah. You celebrate your student. And not just when your students beat or outperform you, but when they outperform themselves, celebrate your students' victories. Because I have seen instructors who get beat by a student and then proceed to re-demo the drill until they could beat that student. That's poo-poo.
I'll do that with other instructors.
Yeah.
We can have a competitive time if we don't.
After class, someplace else, not during this.
Yeah. During that, your focus is trying to take these people who have given you, and this is probably one of my biggest pet peeves. Your focus as an instructor during that class is to take these people who gave you their fucking money and gave you their fucking time, two of the most precious resources that a human being has, and said, please make me better at this thing that is my hobby or my job or whatever. Mm-hmm. And for you to, look at this, all of my pet peeves come down to wasting people's time. And for you to waste other people's time because you got an ego because one of your students was better than you at a thing is absolute garbage. It is the worst, most heinous form of garbage that you can do as an instructor, because you are fucking wasting people's time. And most importantly, you're acting like a big old baby because you're trying to make this thing about you. And this rant's going to go for another minute, I promise you, and then we'll be done. As an instructor, you are not a fucking celebrity. All right. You are a teacher. Okay. Are there celebrity instructors? Do some people sign up to take classes just because they want to meet, you know, so-and-so? Yeah, whatever. If you ever think that you're special and you're a celebrity as an instructor, I think you fucked up somewhere. You may probably need to dial that back, because your job is to teach. Just because that you are teaching handguns, just because you have an Instagram following or something like that, your job is to teach, not to be an entertainer, not to be a fucking Instagram celebrity. Your job is to be a teacher and to teach these people the skills that they are paying you their money and giving you their time for. And if you fucking lose sight of that because you're trying to be Mr. Cool or you're trying to be funny, and I'm not saying don't crack jokes. Like, I like an instructor's job.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely an entertainment aspect to this. Yeah. It's not the focus.
You're not a stand-up comedian.
I want to caveat something here. I want to step in here. This event, this thing that we are doing, I don't ask for you to treat it like church. I don't ask for you to treat it sacredly, even though sometimes you probably should. For some of you, it's a hobby. For some of you, it's your job. For some of you, it's something different. No matter what you're there for, you are there to learn a skill. You are there to pay a price and do all the thing. I'm going to tell you the one thing that you're not going to do here. Don't hit on anyone.
Oh, it's not the... hang on. Did you say hit or hate?
Hit on anyone.
Oh, yeah. You are not there to meet your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Yeah. Or, you know, your goat. I don't care.
Yeah.
This is not the time for that. I have seen a bunch of people. I was an instructor at a class where my girlfriend was. And, like, a student, like, started hitting on her. And I'm like, and I was an assistant. And the other guy was like, hey, don't. I was like, cool. And, like, he went over there and, like, hey, how's everybody doing? And, like, bro, like just interrupted it. It's not the time or place. It's not appropriate. The other... if you and that other, you and that person connect, you'll know. But handle that elsewhere.
It'll continue after the event.
Right.
It'll happen after.
It's a great place to meet people. It's a great place to meet like-minded people. But it's not your time or place to take up other people's time with your crappy game.
Yeah, and your game is probably crappy.
But you're hitting on people out of class.
It's not cool. We don't like that.
Riz. Not also, the Riz.
I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but this goes like double/triple/quadruple. If you're the instructor, hey, don't hit on your students. You are in a position of power over them because you are the instructor. And definitely don't do that, guys. That's not cool. So anyway, that is it for this week's episode. Not to end it on a downer note, but do take training classes. So let's review the do's here. Take classes, be hydrated, have an open mind, show up with loaded mags or loaded speed loaders. I think I'll add one more do on that. Pay attention to that instructor's rules on gun handling, because every instructor's rules are a little bit different about, you know, do they have a safe table in a berm? Do they have, maybe they've got a safe table in a berm. Maybe they want everybody to gun up, gun down on the line. Really pay attention to that, because don't touch you. Definitely one of the things that will get you yeeted from most classes with a quickness is handling guns when you're not supposed to. So that is it for me. Yeah, as it should.
Don't get mad if you mess up and you get the yeet. Take the L.
I have had a number. There's been a number of times in my career when I have been like on the line and I've heard like a ch-ch behind me, and I'm like, please don't shoot. Because I don't know. I don't know if this experience is universal, but whenever I hear somebody of a skill that I don't know their skill level, loading or farting around with their gun behind me, I assume that they're going to shoot me in the spine, but not kill me and just permanently cripple me. Like that is what my brain immediately goes to, is that thing.
If you permanently cripple your instructor, just finish him off.
I've got to be a dick. Yeah. I got $500,000 in life insurance. Don't turn me into a vegetable, please, guys. Like, just don't do that. Give me the coup de
grace. Or ladies, we're very inclusive here.
We are very inclusive here. You can do whatever. Yeah, just don't. Please note that
what we've just said is a joke. Please don't
indeed. Yeah. Someone also, please don't. Please don't.
Do not add extra holes to your instructor.
All right. Well, on that absolute train wreck of an ending, we will. Like,
this is how we know if you guys watch all the way to the end, by the way.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Like, share, subscribe to whatever FBI agents are listening to this. This really was a joke, guys. Like, please don't shoot people in training classes. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.